Some of us, Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara raised the question, what's the reason for a mayor in the Mishnah? We understand the Rabbanans Kedei Rishaso, that if the Edom Zomim by Mammon are not to get Malkus because of Kedei Rishaso, that makes sense. We have Kedei Rishaso, but Rabbi Meir, why wouldn't he dash in Kedei Rishaso for Malkus and Mammon? Why does he say that they get both onshin? And the answer given is Gomal Motzi Shemra. Just as Motzi Shemra, we see Loke Umishalim, Af Kol Loke Mishalim. So too everywhere else. Therefore, Edom Zomim get both onshin. Ask the Gemara on the Mahatzad, on the Mamatzinu, Malo Motzi Shemra Shekein Knas. So maybe that's why he has the Chumra of Loke Mishalim, because it's a Tashume Knas near Kesef. And the Gemara responds that Rav Meir holds it Rabbi Akiva. Shitas Rabbi Akiva is that the Tashum and Mammon of Kasher Zomim has a status of Knas as well. Therefore, we have a right to learn out from Motzi Shemra to Edom Zomim. Perush, Ulahachi Yalef Leim Motzi Shemra. So Rav Meir learns from Motzi Shemra to Edom Zomim because both are Knas. So what do the Rabbanan hold? Tosus presumes Rabbanan Savri Mammonahu. So the Gemara doesn't spell it out. Tosus infers from the Gemara. The Chachamim who don't learn from Motzi Shemra, they use Kedei Rishaso for Malkus and Mammon. They don't use the Mamatzinu for Motzi Shemra to Edom Zomim because they hold it's not a good Mamatzinu. Because Motzi Shemra is a Knas, and they hold Edom Zomim, the Tashumin is a Mammon, Mammonahu. So Tosus now draws the following conclusion. Mashma, so reading this Gemara, if that's how it's going to work, that the Chachamim don't learn from Motzi Shemra because they hold Tashumin Kasher Zomim is Mammon, Rav Meir is Tashumin Kasher Zomim is Knas. Mashma de Rav Meir, ein Loke Mishalim, elo gabi Knas. The halacha of Loke Mishalim is limited to Knas, because that's where you can learn from Motzi Shemra. Afal gabi Mammon lo. But if you have a situation of Malkus and Mammon, which is not Knas, then Rav Meir would also agree that it should be ein Loke Mishalim. It's not Edom Zomim, so it wouldn't be a Beferish Rips of Torah. So what would it be, in other words? It would be Malkus and not Mammon. The Kasha. The Perkas Ochas Apoalim, Tanya, we had this on Amid Aleph and Tosvos. The Braisa states, Achos and Pipar Vidashba. So someone muzzles the Parah that he was Socher from somebody else. And the Parah was threshing, but not able to eat. So the Braisa says, Lokel Mishalim. So the person has to get two onshin. He gets Malkus for the violation of Losachim Shabbadisho, and he also violates Gzela, as we saw in Amir Aleph with Rishonim, for not allowing the Para to eat. So how much does he pay? Mishalim, Dalit Kavim Lepara, Gimel Kavim Lechamor. So the Gemara asks the question there, Vaha Eina Lokel Mishalim, how can he get both onshin? So the Gemara gives as one of the three answers, Umukila Kirab Meir. The Israel Loke Umishalim. The first answer given there is that this Braisa goes like Shitas Rav Meir, who holds Loke Umishalim. Fectosis, but how could you be Vahasim Mamonhu? We just word our Gemara, and it seems to follow from our Gemara that the halach of Loke Umishalim with Rav Meir is limited to what? To a case like Motzi Shemra, like Edom Zomim, where it's Malkus and Knas. Then you could learn from Motzi Shemra. The Malkus and Mammon of Meir should agree that ain't a Loke Mishalim. How can the Gemara say over there, Ledas Rav Meir, Loke Mishalim by Mammon? Kasha number one. Va'od, another kasha further, Damina Perke Lunaris, the Gemara says the following words, Rav Meir, Loke Mishalim Islay, Mesa Mishalim Leslay. Rav Meir's principle is that you can have both Malkus and Mammon together, but you can't have, this he would agree, you can't have Misa and Mammon. But it's a very definitive statement. Loke Mishalim Isle. It doesn't say Loke Mishalim Knas as opposed to Mammon. Loke Mishalim is across the board. Mashma B'chol Inyan. So furthermore, you see from this Gemara that Rav Meir's Shita is extended not just to Knas, but also to Mammon. And how does that screw with our sugya? Third Kasha. B'chein Kasha L'Rabbanan, he says to Bach. L'Rabbanan. For the Rabbanan, it's also going to be a Kasha in the other direction. The ad kan lo pigi rabbana led Rav Meir el mishum desvira luhu dedim zomin mamonahu. The way that we just learned up in our Gemara, why do Rabban disagree? They can't learn from Motzi Shemra to Edom Zomim because Motzi Shemra is a knas, And Eidim Zomim Min is Mamon. So Ulkacho Matsiyalef Motzi Shema. Avo Beknas, it would seem therefore, if it was to a case of Knas together with Malkus, Modu, the Chum should agree, Dialfino Loke Mesham Motzi Shema. So it should follow that the Chachamim should agree that we do have a drush of Motzi Shema to cases of Knas. Eidim Zomim is not Knas. What's the problem? Well, Perik Elunaris, Gabi Knas, Parich, Hakaimun, the Inaloka Mishalim. The Gemara has the Kasha there that says, Elunaris, Yeshlem Knas. And it talks about cases where there'd be a lav with the Chiyav Malkus, goes through Baal Choso and so on. And the Kasha of the Gemara is, how can the Mishnah say that there's going to be a Chiyav Knas? We have a rule, Inaloka Mishalim. The Gemara's Kasha is obviously not according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds Loka Mishalim. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Pirish Karaban Rav Meir. And yet the Gemara is bothered by this kasha, and the Gemara has to go through a whole shaka v'tarya to work out how you can explain the Mishnah that seems to say that there'll be a Chiyuv Knas together with Malkus, because we have Elin Alokin on the same case, and there you have the case of Knas. So the kasha is from the Rabbanan. Alma Pri Rabbanan, Fil Gabi Knas. So the kasha is from both directions. On the one hand, from our Gemara, it would seem that Rav Meir's halacha v'ogim Hashem is limited to Knas, like Eidim Zomin being a Knas, Dumya de Motzi Shemra, but not by Mammon, and yet we see that Rav Meir holds even by Mammon, Loka Mishalim, by the case in Bava Tzir Tzadi Aleph, and from the Rosh Hashanah Gemara, Loka Mishalim Isrei. And on the other direction, the Kashim the Chachamim. Here it seems the Chachamim only disagree by Eidim Zomin because they hold you can't learn from Motzi Shemra because Eidim Zomin is Mammon, but it would seem that Knas would be, in fact, you could learn from Motzi Shemra, and yet the Gemara there in Ksuvis asks the Kashim the Chachamim. How can you have the din of Knas together with Malkus? So you see the Gemara assumes that even by Knas, the Chacham hold in Loka Mishalim. This is Tosas Kash. Major problem, right? So we're going to see here in our Tosas is one Mahalach. Then eventually we'll see in Tosas and Ksuvis another Mahalach that basically changes the premise. But now Tosas is saying in a Chinami. First of all, what we said before in one hand is correct. He's not changing the point that the Chachamim hold Eidim Zomin is Mammon, not like Rabbi Akiva. And the mayor holds Eidim Zomin, Tashlumin of Eidim Zomin is Knas, like Rabbi Akiva. That's going to remain the same. But the implications of the Chamdra mayor is beyond the case of Eidim Zomin itself, meaning to say a mayor would always hold Loka Mishalim even by cases of Mammon. The Chamdra would always hold Enoch Mishalim even by cases of Knas. How so? It's going to hinge on what Eidim Zomin is. But ultimately, it's going to end up translating to all cases, both Rav Meir and the Chacham. That's the outline of what Tosis is going to answer. Let's see how he presents the text. V'yesh lomar, says Tosis, devadai. Bein l'Rav Meir, bein l'Rabbanan, leka chiluk, bein mamon l'knas, l'inyin din d'loka mishalim. The end of the day, there's not going to be this distinction that I'm assuming here in the question about when Rav Meir says Loka Mishalim, when the Chacham says Ein Loka Mishalim. Rav Meir is going to always say Loka Mishalim even Gabe Mammon. The Chacham are going to always hold Ein Loka Mishalim even by Knas. Why? The Ha Mikdei Rish Aso Yalfinan Le. Because whether you say Ein Loka Mishalim is going to depend on whether I can subscribe to the drasha of Kdei Rish Aso by Malkus and Mammon. Now, where does it say in the Torah, the Pasuk Kedei Rishaso? Where is that written? So Tosfos says, in the Parsha of Eidim Zomin, interesting. We would have said, in the Parsha of Malkus. The Parsha of Eidim Zomin is in Shoftim, right? Sisu Shek on the Ba'achim. And Parsha's Kisei Tzei is the Parsha of Malkus. No. V'tzdiko Sat Tzadik, V'shiro Sat Rasha, V'ayu Bin HaKos Sat Rasha, V'yipil HaShofet, Kedei Rishaso is Madura Tanyana of Parshas Eidim Zomin. This is understanding of Tosis, right? You understand something interesting. Ukedevish also ksiv gavi Eidim Zomin. When the Torah is teaching me the halacha of Kedevish also, the Torah is speaking to the Parshas Eidim Zomin. The Parshas Malkus and Kiseitse of Itztiko is a Parsha of Eidim Zomin. So Kedevish also as a halacha, whether it applies or not, and when it applies, is now going to have to, we have to look at the case of Eidim Zomimin, because that's where Kedei Rish Aso appears in Chumash. Hilkach, so Kestosis, now everything's going to work out. Hilkach. L'Rab Meir disavar edim zol mekinasahu. V'shapir yalfina lohu mimotzi shem ra. L'meir madrogin mishalmin. So Rab Meir, who sees Edom Zomim as Knas, which therefore allows us to learn Edom Zomim from Motzi Shema to say Lokin Mishalmin, that you get both onshin. Im Kain, Kidei Rishasso de Nechtav Gabi did who? Then the Kidei Rishasso that's written in Parshas Edom Zomim, to Mimayish De Rishayos, Lekka Lu'ukmi B'malkus Amam. So then you can't use Kidei Rishasso B'chlal on Malkus Amam, period. You can't start splitting it and saying, well, it's talking by Malkus and what, and Mom and not Malkus. No, because Edom Zomim, by definition, is what? Is a Knas. And therefore, by Knas, we have a Limud from Motzi Shema, Lokin Misham. Therefore, we look at Parshas, Edom Zomim, and we look at Kidei Rishasso, and what do we say? Can't be talking about Malkus and Mammon here. Because Malkus of Mammon by Edom Zomim, which is a Knas, is going to be Lokin Mishalmin. Therefore, Utsvichi Lokin Miso Malkus. So therefore, where is Kidei Rishasso going to speak to? Can't be Malkus of Mammon. It's going to be Miso Malkus, Kidei Sperke Lenaris. No, if that's true, Im Kain, Vaday Omer Rav Meir, Bechol Duchti Lokin Mishalmin, Afgami Mammon. So what comes out is that even if it's not a case of Malkus and Knas, even Malkus and Mammon, Rav Meir would also end up saying Lokin Mishalim, even though there you don't have the direct limud from Motzi Shemra. But the point is, once Edom Zomim, which is Knas, is learned from Motzi Shemra, and Kidei Rishasso is written over there, and Kidei Rishasso can't speak to that, so it's got to now be speaking about Miso Malkus. So the Malkus and Mammon is going to always have the default of two onshin, the Mehecha Teser Miyute. Why would you say you wouldn't get both onshin? The answer is Kidei Rishasso. But Kidei Rishasso is written where? Beidin Zomin. And Beidin Zomin, it couldn't be speaking about Malkus of Mammon. Why? Because I have the limit from Motzi Shemra. Because the Mammon of Edom Zomin happens to be Knas. So now that I know that it can't be speaking about Malkus of Mammon in a parasha of Edom Zomin, so now when I talk about Malkus of Mammon elsewhere, what is the natural halacha going to be? You get both. Because there's no Kidei Rishasso to be made. You have the Cheshbon Rabosei so far. This is on one hand. This is on Rav Meir's side. We have to get the whole Tosis together, but yes, quick. Yeah.
If you don't use Kidei Rishasso here in the case of Knas, then you can't use it even in the case of Mammon.
Right, because where is Kidei Rishasso speaking about? That's the Nekuda here. What's the crux of Tosis Teretz? Kidei Rishasso is speaking about Parshas Edom Zomim. So you can't go and say, well, it's talking about a different case of Mammon where it's not Knas. No, it's speaking to... That was Tosis Hagdama. Kidei Rishasso is written in Parshas Edom Zomim. The Parsha B'Tzdiku, where Kidei Rishasso is written, is Parshas Edom Zomim. It's not just Parshas Malkus. It's a Parsha B'Edom Zomim. So if it were Malkus U'Mammon, then it would have to be speaking about Edom Zomim Malkus U'Mammon. But the Hazama, the Tashumi Mammon of Kasha Zomim, is by definition Knas. And for Knas, we have Motzi Shema to tell me, don't Kidei Rishasso, Lokin Mishalmin. So now I don't have any makor by Malkus and Mammon anywhere to say that I don't get two onshin. Because Kidei Rishasso would be the makor, but Kidei Rishasso is written by Edom Zomim. Edom Zomim, it doesn't work by Malkus and Mammon, because there the Mammon is Knas and there I have Motzi Shema. We have what to ask, but just let's get the whole picture of the Tosis. This is on the one, this is half the answer. This is explaining why Rav Meir would always say Lokin Mishalmin, even by Mammon. So again, what did Tosis use so far? The fact that the Torah wrote Kidei Rishasso in the parasha of Edom Zomim. So once it's not going to work by Malkus and Mammon by the classic case of Edom Zomim, then I have no way to use it by Malkus and Mammon anywhere, because if it's not going to work here, then that's it. Then it obviously doesn't speak to Malkus and Mammon. It speaks to Misa Malkus by Edom Zomim. Okay, so then you get the Malkus and Misa, not the Malkus, but it's not about Malkus and Mammon anywhere. Have no marker of Kidei Rishasso anyway, so that's always going to be Lokin Mishalmin. That's Rav Meir. That takes care of Rav Meir's shita. Mkein vade omer Rav Meir b'chol duchti Lokin Mishalmin afagami mamon de mehecha teisi lemiyute. Now we are with Rabbana finim. Avo Rabbana de svira lohu de edem zomim mamonahu. Now they look at edem zomim tashlumim mamon al kasha zomim as mamon. So now, Do you have any basis to work with Hashem or no? So therefore, what's Kedir Yisrael going to tell me in Bayedim Zomin? That you only get one onus. So now the Rabbanan have a basis for this drasha, which is written by Edom Zomimin, to tell me that ain't a loka mishan, because there's nothing to tell me otherwise. There's no motzi shema to me malamid otherwise, because Edom Zomimin is mama. Oh, so now what do I know? But now Tosis has to go a step further. Now the Chama going to also hold that ain't a loka mishalim, not just by mama, but even by knas. The Gemara's kasha and elunaris. So it's Tosis here, Tosis a little sasum. Me'ata yomru rabbanan b'chol makom. Now that the Chachamim have kedir yishaso to teach me by malchus and mama edim zomim, because I don't have motzi shema to tell me otherwise. Now the Chachamim will hold. It seems to imply the asilu miute kol beis v'shoyes bein mamon bein knas. Here, Rabbi Tosis is a little bit vague. What does he mean here? The first half in Rabbi Meir I heard very well. Rabbi Meir, he said that since the drasha cannot speak to malchus and mamon by eden zomimin, so therefore it's got to be talking about miso malchus. Therefore, miso malchus and Mammon everywhere is going to have the din of Loka Misham, because I have no Kedir Yisrael otherwise. That's good. Chachamim, on the other hand, says Tosfos, since they hold that Edom Zomim is Mammon, Tashumin Edom Zomim is Mammon, therefore I have a right to learn Kedir Yisrael in the case of Edom Zomim, which is Mammon. Says Tosfos, now already I'm going to use Kedir Yisrael to be Mayet Eino Loka Mishalim even Megabe Knas. Why? So the words of Tosis are the Hamashma Shapir the Asil Miute Kobez Vishayas. What does he mean by that? What do those words mean? Chayra, why don't I argue here? Okay, Rameyer took care of. Okay, Rameyer's Loka Misham is even by Mammon, because there's no Miut Kedivishaso, because it's not going to live in Zomim, it's not going to speak to anywhere, because I have no Miut of Kedivishaso. Good. But the Chachamim, on the other hand, they have a Drasha Kedivishaso by Edom Zomim. No, Edom Zomim is a case of Mamma. No, so maybe Knas is different. Why don't I say that Kedir Yisrael is limited to the context of Edom Zomim being Mamma? Maybe by Knas, Chacham should agree. What does Tosis mean at the end? In the Chachamim. Ata Yomru Rabbana B'chol Makom Afaga B'Knas. How do we know by Knas? Kedir Yisrael. But McDavid is also speaking by Edom Zomim, and Edom Zomim is Mom. The Hamash Meshapir, what does that mean? He's putting a fast one on his toast, his kegel, right? The Hamash Meshapir, What does it mean? Why Hamash Meshapir? Why? I trust you, Tosis. What are you telling us? The Hamash Meshapir, what does he mean exactly? Good, so we understand the first half. From there we understand, right? That's good. But why did the Chacham end up saying that we can apply to the Rishasso even by Knas? Nope. Any thoughts? Yeah?
I'm just not sure I understand the question. The Rishasso, it seems to be the same logic on both sides, and Meir and Rabbanan.
I'm saying, but you see, there is a Svara. You see in the Gemara that there'd be a Svara L'chalek between Malchus and Mam Malchus and Knas, right? The Gemara Umasu had a kasha. You want to learn from Motzi Shemra that Loka Mishalem? Wait a second, Motzi Shemra is a Knas. Edom Zomim is not. So you see that there's a svara lechalek. You see inherited in the Gemara. There's a svara lechalek that maybe by Malchus and Knas they could both exist simultaneously. Malchus and Mammon, we would say in a Loka Mishalem. The Gemara is asking as a pircha that maybe you can. It's a terrace for Rabbeir, Edom Zomim is a Knas as well. You see that there was a Malkam Lechalek as a Pircha that maybe Loka Mishalim by Malkus and Knas, and Eno Loka Mishalim by Malkus and Mam. No, so now I ask in the other direction. The Chachamim have Kedev Yishasso by Edom Zomim. The Chachamim hold the Edom Zomim is what?
Mama.
So they have a good drasha. No. So how can you now extrapolate to Malkus and Knas? maybe Malkus HaKnas is different. Maybe Malkus HaKnas should have Motzi Shema to tell me that it doesn't have the, it's different than Kedivah Shas, so it's like Motzi Shema. It should be Malkus HaKnas together. What does Tosis mean? The Hamash Meshapir, the Asalim Ute, Kobez Rishayis, Be Mam Be Knas. What is that? The last part of Tosis, and Rav Meir, I hear that it's going to go across the board, Welcome Misham, even by Mammon. That I hear, because I have no basis to be Mamai. Good. But in the Rabbanan, Tosis is also saying, just like I have Kedivah Shasso here by Edom Zomin, because I could say by Edom Zomin, because I don't have the Motzi Shema to tell me otherwise. So now it's going to even apply to Malkus and Knas, the Mashma Shapid Usil Miute Kobez Vishayas. What does that mean? Yeah?
It might be similar to what you're saying, but I thought that because we said Kedir Shaso is next to Eizom, so whatever the din is by Eizomim, here in Khanami happens to be Knas, but whatever the din is, so now I can extrapolate to Kedir Shaso.
Kedir Shaso was stated in the case of Edom Zomim, to the contrary, just like according to Rav Meir. It's speaking by Kedivah Shasso by Edom Zomim, so we'll have to speak to that. And now, if it's not relevant to the case of Malkus Amon by Edom Zomim, then nowhere do I have Kedivah Shasso. But it has to start with that. Okay? According to Chum, it starts with that. Let it end with that. Or only end with cases like that, which are Malkus Amon. Why do I have right to extrapolate that this new principle of Kedivah Shasso would even hold by Malkus and Knas? After all, I have Motzi Shema out there, right? Motzi Shema is a knas, which shows me maybe, if anything, that maybe we should limit Kedivah Shasso to the case Dum Yadeidim Zomim. So why not say that when it comes to knas, I should allow Motzi Shema to be the melamed to limit Kedivah Shasso to Malkus and Mammon, and use Motzi Shema as the counterweight to Kedivah Shasso. What does Tosis mean? Hamash Meshapir.
And you can't use that argument with the mayor to say that. Maybe
no, because the mayor. No, because the mayor is saying, if Kedivah Shasso cannot speak to Malkus and Mammon by Edom Zomimin, then it's got to be Miso Malkus. Because you can't make it talk about, okay, we'll come back to this in a second, we're going to come back to this point in a second, but Pashtus, Edom Zomimin is a case of Malkus and Knas. So therefore, if the Mammon of Edom Zomimin cannot be subject to Kedivah Shasso, the classic case of Hazama is Malkus and Knas, and that has Motzi Shema to tell me that you do get both punishments. So Kedivah Shasso did not speak to Malkus and Mammon. So then it's not going to speak to another case outside Edom Zomim, because where was it written? It was written by Edom Zomim. That I understand well. But in the Chachamim, that's what I'm asking. The Chachamim say it's going by Edom Zomim, and Edom Zomim it could speak to. And it tells me, Eina Loke El Mishale. Then Tosis takes a leap and says, oh, so now it's mashba that there's this idea, Shtei Rishayos, and it doesn't have Shtei Rishayos, even by Malkus and Knas. Where does Tosis know that?
Does the Tosis 2
say? Yeah, that's where we're going. Of course, that's our next step, of course. Tosis 2 is going to be fleshing out here. I'm asking you first from Tosis here. The words of Tosis here are unclear. Yeah, of course, that's what I'm waiting for. Yeah.
Don't we usually think of Knas as something that's more lenient than Mammon? For example, Knas is the rule in Shalom Piasmo, and we see by Shor Tam the Chetzinezek is discussed. Is it Mammon and it's real, or really it's Pater, and then there's just a Knas? So maybe if Mammon has this din of in a local Mishalim, then a Knas is
usually. What do you do with the Gemara? I brought you the Gemara. The Gemara uses the Svar of Knas as a reason why there could be Lokum Mishalim vis-a-vis Mammon. That was the Pircha of the Gemara right away on Rav Meir. You want to go with Motzi Shemra, Tayyidim Zomin. Ah, Motzi Shemra is King Knas. Maybe that's why it's Lokum Mishalim. You sure? No. Okay, let's see Tosus and Ksuvus Taka. So here already, Tosus and Ksuvus add something to the Chachamim to address, I would think, the Kasha that we're asking. In other words, where do the Chachamim have a right to now take Kedivah Shasso and apply it even to Malkus and Knas? That's what we're still trying to fish for, right? Gratosis and Ksuvus. Lamed Beis Amir Aleph. Dibor HaMaschil, the Inlok and Mishalim, right? So this is the Gemara's Kasha that Tosis references in our Gemara, that the Gemara asks, that on the one hand, the Mishnah says in Eilonaris, Eilonaris Yesha and Knas, Havar Achoso, So there's a chiyuv of kanas of what, of chamishim kesef for bima'anes, this woman, this naira. And we have a mishnah in Malkus Daf Yud Gimel, the Eilin Halokin Abarachoso. It says that there's Malkus. Ask the Gemara on the top of Lambiz Med Aleph, how could it be the Kaimalan? We have a rule, the Inalokin Mishalim. That's the Gemara's kash. So we have a rule of Kedev Yishasso, Inalokin Mishalim. And here we're talking about what type of a mammon? What type of a mammon? Knas. So Tosus has the same kasha, the tema, the perkam, the makis, mashma. From reading the Gemara and Daf Dalet and Beis and makis, it would seem the beknas loka mishalim. The kamar, I pukta the rameh rabbanan. And that machokis in the midst of the meeting, one of his proni, shachai v'chavim saim zuz, bishram rabban v'yiki taimayu, mishim shachas. You understand the rabbanan's reason of the rishasso. El rameh my taima, gamotzi shema, mozi shema, shkin knas. So Rameir is only not a knas. So Rameir can learn from Motzi Shema. Mashma. So what would this suggest for the Shitas Chachamin? The Rabbanan Loyafin Motzi Shema. Why not? Shum de Sarvi de Edim Zomin Mamona. So therefore you can learn from Motzi Shema to Edim Zomin. Avu Knas Yafin Hashem Motzi Shema de Lokim Mishalim. This is the Kasha. The Ula Gufe, the Dachik Hachel Shinuye, Ula comes on the scene and gives what he thinks is his teretz, a chosa naira, chosa begeres. Some case, one case there'll be a knas, one case there won't be a knas. So he's the one over there who says, who the masik hasmach, he's the one who says, gam moti shema. So it's Ula himself, he knows the sugid makis. Vilek, Omei Matosis continues, the moshe, so begam shein, mamet parech, the Gemara can't be asking from the case that's not knas, because the Gemara gives a teretz in the second time, achos of bugeres, it's mash, but they were not talking about the moshe, so begam, which is mamet. So back to Akash, okay. Says Tosfos the Yeshuomer. So this is going to be along the lines of our teretz, but notice the differences, okay? And what is missing in our Tosfos perhaps is filled in by the Tosfos and Ksuvos. The Yeshuomer, Kevan de Rabbanan de Rab Meir. Edim Zomin Lav Knasahu. Again, so this doesn't change. The basis for the Chachamim's disagreement with Rab Meir that they do not learn from Motzi Shema is what? This is clear. What is clear for now? Because they hold Edim Zomin is Mama, not like Rabbi Akiva. That's where they can say in Lokim Misham because they don't learn from Motzi Shema. But now we're going to be able to jump not just to Malkus and Mamad, Malkus and Knas. How so? Came into a bundle of mayor, Edim Zoman Lav Knasahu. Ulkach lo yalfin moti shemra. Ella ain lokin a misham with Krebishas. So with Krebishas, it speaks to the Pashas of Edim Zoman. The hashta islan le melaf bechol ducht in Edim Zoman. So now we're going to use the malam, a new malamed. We have a new malamed now that's going to teach us the opposite rule than what Motzi Shema would be teaching us. Now, what's the rule? What's the exception? We have Motzi Shema that seems to be pushing by Knas to say, what? Lokim Misham. We have Kedev Yishasso, that's now the Melamed of Kedev Yishasso, is Edim Zomin that's saying, in Lokim Misham. Now we're going to use Edim Zomin to teach us even Knas. Why? As follows. The Hashta Yisrael Gomer B'chol Duchtin Me'edim Zomin V'lo Motzi Shema. The kol malkios yalfina mi malkus de edim zomin. All chiyav malkus is learned from edim zomin because it says right next to that the samachle lav de chasim the bar miakenu the edim zomin. Again, once again, it's very striking. You would think, well, the parshas malkus is kiseitse, and losachsom is over there, and that's the parsha malkus. No. The parshas malkus is parshas edim zomin. The Mela, the Malkus Vedin Zomin, has rules, Dumya Drav de Chasima. Not the Parsha Malkus is Parsha's Kiseitse, and Drav de Chasima is more about Parsha's Malkus. When you call it Parsha's Malkus, you're not giving me the full name of this Parsha. This Parsha of Ki Yishu Lachim Yachdav, and so on, Ki Yeribin Anashim, I'm thinking of Yibu. Ki Yeribin Anashim, V'nikshu HaMishpat, this is a Parsha of what? Of Malkus Vedin Zomin. That's what Tosfos is saying. And Lusachsim Sharbedisho is put into that parsha of Malkus Vedin Zomin, says Tosfos. Therefore, whenever we want to learn the Kulalim of Malkus, the parameters of Malkus together with something else, Malkus not together with something else, the Melamed is not Parshas Malkus. It's the Melamed of Parshas Edim Zomim in Malkus. This is what Tosus is putting in our heads. So whenever we think about it, we have to look at it. The Kol Malkus Yalfinan, all Malkus Yalfinan, Mi Malkus to Edim Zomim in, the Samach Lei Lav the Chasima, the Abon Yaken of Edim Zomim in. Ulafish and Mefurash Behen Malkus by Edim Zomim, Yalfinan Kuli Lavi, all Lavin, the Lavi Domin Lav the Chasima, the Samach Lei, that's next one. Now we're going to go a step further. Let's look more carefully at the Edim Zomim Malkus. The kihecha de edim zomimin ain lokin a mishalmin b'chol inyan. This halacha that the Torah is establishing, the edim zomimin kidei rishaso, that they're not going to have both malchus and mammon. Whatever case you want to conjure up edim zomimin, that's going to be the rule. So b'chol inyan, bein b'mammon, bein b'knas. Notice if I could find a case by edim zomimin that they should mischayev malchus and also knas. The Torah has told me about that kedei rishaso. Now the classic case of edim zomim is malchus and what? If you hold the law of Rabbi Akiva, malchus and mammon. But I can come up with a case in Parshas edim zomim of chiyuv malchus simultaneous with the chiyuv knas. How so? As he tells us. Now, just like the edim zomim, ein lokin mishalmin becholim. Because that's where Torah wrote, Kedei Rishasso. Bein Mimam Bein Miknas. De Mikra Mali Diba Kosov. Kedei Rishasso. Mishim Rishachas Hatim Machayim. So there's no doubt about it. Edim Zomim are always going to have the rule of Kedei Rishasso. Bein Bin Mam and Bein Miknas. What could be a case of Knas? So Tosa gives us a case. Afiu Nischaivu Knas. At the time that the Mischaiv Mishum get Malkus, they get Mechoiv Knas. Kigon. Bishar Sheidu. What did they made? What were they made? It's a little unclear. Hold this for a second. Shashe idu, tavchu omachru shor shel gneva. So heim o achirim b'shvilam. The halacha is that a person was a ganef on a shor v'seh, utvacho omacharo. So what's the halacha? Yasharim dalet v'hei. Right? Hamisha bakar tachas hashor v'abetzon tachas haseh. And the Gemara learns that it doesn't have to be that the Ganef himself does it. It can even be Al Yidei Acherim, the drushes that tell me Ki'ilu Yesh Shriach Advar Aveira for Tvicha Mechira. The drushes in the second parak in Kedushin on this. So the halach is, it could be someone else on their behalf, and the Ganef is Mischayev Knas, it's a Knas of Dalavei. So Tosus says, B'shar Sheheidu, Tavchu Omachru Shor Shal Gneva Heim Acherim B'shvila. And what would be the Torah? What would Torah be telling us? That they would get only one onesh and not both. V'achinami b'chol malkia. So that's the trace. What is the case Joseph is constructing? B'shar she'idu. What were they made? What were they made? So Tosus is trying to say here that there'll be a dinah kedei rishaso of what? That they'll get what onesh and not what onesh. They won't have to pay the knas because they'll have the onesh of malkus. So Rabosa, what case are we talking about then? No, what was their edus? Shehi'idah. No, you would say edus mammon? But if it's edus mammon, what's the halacha? Koita chachamin. There'll be malke, misham v'naloke. So what are you going to say? The kedei rishaso is what? They're not going to have the chiyuv knas because they have the chiyuv mammon. We're talking about kedei rishaso of what? Pattering what now? Kedei rishaso, the Tosus is referring to, is kedei rishaso edim zomim, malke is patas mammon. So you have to, pastors, you have to think of a case that they're going to get malchus. So what would be the case? What were they made? So give me a case. What case would Adam someone get malchus for? If they were testifying what? Somebody did a lav. Okay? So did a lav of whatever. So they were made that someone is chayiv malchus. At the same time that they're made that someone is chayiv malchus, which is now the kasha zom is going to be the going to get malchus. So somebody was tabachu machar sure that they stole. So the mischayev knas at the same time that the mischayev malchus for kasher zama. If you want another case, think of another case. Malchus davbeis. What could be another case? What were they made that the chayev malchus for? The grusha galus. Yeah. So there's an edus of edim zomimin that would incur for them a chayev malchus. So we have all these possible examples, and at the same time there's a chayev mammon, but it's a mammon of knas. And since Mikra Mali Dibe HaKasuv, that Kedei Rishasa by Edom Zomin says one onus, so we know that the Edom Zomin are Mechoyev Mama, Mechoyev Malkis, and not Knas. And this is for the Chachamim. And therefore the Chachamim are going to be able to say Kedei Rishasa is halacha even by Malkis and Knas. So this is what maybe fills in the Tosis by us. Tosis at the end is very vague. In a sense, Satosa says that Me'ata Yom Rabban b'chol Malkam Afka b'Knas the Enelokem Mishalei Mechidei Vishaso the Hamasma Shapet Asim Litei Kol Beis Vishois. What does that mean? Satosa here is adding to the picture, saying because the Chachamim would have in their Kedei Vishaso by Eidim Zomin included in that is a case of Malkus with Knas, which is Malam made even for other cases. But this is going to set up a problem for us. Both sides, think about this. If Tosis is willing to consider a case of Edom Zomimin that you have Malkus and Knas, so couldn't Rav Meir consider a case of Edom Zomimin a Malkus and Mamon? What's a typical case of Edom Zomimin according to Rav Meir? If the mechuyev mamon of tashumi kashezamam, which for Rabbi Akiva is knas, no. But let me think of a case. In Rav Meir, at the time that they're saying edus, so what happened? They caused hezek. Their shur went and was mazik. So nice hezek, chiv mamon. Not a short time or whatever, or whatever you say, mom, how can this come, Mamona, whatever you say, whatever. Tosis in Bar Mitzia brings this issue up. Bar Mitzia, Tzadi Aleph. No, you have it. It's coming, you have it, right? In the same issue, in all the Tosis, in the same discussion. Derech Agav, I just mentioned this parenthetically. This case that Tosis came up with over here, in the Chachanim, the Achronim, the Haflah, I think it's Haflah, Ksubas wrestles with this. The case we just said means that the Edom in effect will get nothing, right? Now you had a Tavach U'machar on top of that. If they're established as a Ganav, then a Pasul Edus. The Pasul Eidus, the entire Eidus, should not be valid to Mechayim Malkus either, because they're Pasul Eidus. So how do you have a case like this, the Tosis constructed, that the Mechayim Malkus for the Eidus, Pritzad Kasha Zama, and Knas for Tavach U'macha? If it's a Tavach U'macha, it means it's on the hills of a Geneva. From the time of the Geneva, the Mafreya, the Gemara Baba Kama's Mashmah this way, Meruba, that they're Pasul Eidus from the time of the Geneva. So if the Pasul Eidus is the time of the Geneva, then the time that they were made, the Eidus, the Grusha, or whatever the case was that we said, they were not valid Eidus. They're not Chayiv Malkus, because the whole Eidus was not an Eidus. So how do you have a Chayiv Malkus and a Chayiv Knas of Dalad Vehei if they're not going to be Chayiv Malkus because the Eidus wasn't an Eidus because they were Ganavin at the time of the Eidus? Okay, it's a sad kasha that the Afuah asks on Tosa's situation. It's a stama kasha. But meanwhile, where does Tosa's leave us? The Chachamim can extrapolate from the case of Edom Zomim with Knas. Where does that leave Rav Meir? Well, Masha, let me ask the Kasha that like this. That's this way. What did Tosis say in the first half of our Tosis, Rav Meir? Rav Meir looks at Edom Zomimin and it says it's a case of Knas. So now I could learn from Motzi Shemra. So now by Mamon, there's no Makar of Kedei Rishasa. What do you mean? I have a case of Mamon, Kedei Rishasa, by Edom Zomim itself. What's the case? Time of the Eidus. They were Mazik. Someone was Mazik. The Shor was Mazik. They ripped somebody's garments. Maybe the Kedei Rishasa Rav Meir is talking about that case? So the Meir should agree that by Mamon, Loka, the Ein Mishal, Mishal Ben Loka, whatever it is, Loka, because the case of Mamon exists by Edom Zomim. The same way Tosa says in the Chachamim that the Torah's case of Eden Zoman can apply, the Kedei Rishasa can apply to a case of Malkus with Knas, and Tosa's constructed such a case. So let me construct a case within Rav Meir by Parshas Eden Zoman and let Kedei Rishasa speak to that case. Let's figure out the Kasha outside. We toast this for a second and Bava Tzvi for a second. Let's hear the Kasha. Let Rav Meir use Kedei Rishasa to discuss Malkus Umamon. It's written by Edom Zomimim. And Edom Zomim is Knas. Yeah, what's Knas by Edom Zomim? The Tashume Mammon of Edom of Hazam is Knas. But could I not construct a case of Edom Zomim that the Mischayev Mammon together with the Chi of Malkus of Kasha Zamam? When I think, can I think of a case? The same Atosis thought of a case in the Chachamim, that the Mischayev some Chi of Knas together with the Edus. So come from there and say you have a case with the Mischayev Mammon by Hadi the Edus. So the whole binyan is falling apart. So let Rav Meir hold Aliba de Emes that there is a p'tur of Kedei Rishasa, so in Ogesh, and by Malkus and Mammon. It starts from Edom Zomim, and Tosa says, yeah, it starts from Edom Zomim. In Edom Zomim, I have a case of Malkus and Mammon. Again, where am I getting this from? Tosa is saying such a thing within the Chachamim. How did the Chacham have a right to learn out that you say Kedei Rishasa even by Malkus and Knas, and now don't learn from Motzi Shema, because now I use Edom Zomim as a melamed for Malkus and Knas. Where? Because Edom Zomim has in it a case built in of Malkus and Knas. That's what Tosis said. We just read the Tosis. So I'll turn the tables and Rav Meir. So why does Rav Meir hold that by Malkus and Mammon there's no Kedei Rishasa? What did Tosis tell us by us? Why no Kedei Rishasa? Because Edom Zomim is Knas, and therefore if I don't have it by Edom Zomim, then I don't have any marker anywhere else. Mehechet Tesit to say Kedei Rishasa. That's what Tosis says. What do you mean? I have Malkus and Mammon in Edom Zomim at the time of the Edus. They did Machayev and Machayev Mammon for Mazik. Yes? Clear? What do you say? It's the wrong one. Bamitsia. Okay. There we go later. Tosa Rashi Bamitsia asked the Kasha. We'll speak of that. It's okay. It's okay. You saw the sheet. It's okay. Good. What do you say about it? The Tosa in Bamitsia touches on it. Maybe it isn't Ksuvis. I don't think so. No, I'll take a look. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is. Did you look? No, I'll take a look. Okay. I don't remember anymore. I thought it was in Bamitsia. But both sides, you had a problem, yeah? What are we going to have to say? Tosis and Bamitsia, Lemaisa touches on this issue. Tosis and Bamitsia, take a look. The tema, Dilosha Minan, Le Ramir, El Pekama, the Makis, Gabi Edom Zomin. This is the Hachosin Pipara case. How can it be? The answer is Rav Meir. Rav Meir only says it by Edom Zomim, but Hasam Yafir Meir Musi Shemra. Same kasha. Im ken hacha davi mamona, min olen doke misham, yesh lomar. Let's see how Tosus answers in Bamitzia. Yesh lomar. Everyone see her both sides, Bamitzia Tzav Yalav. The hard of the Rabbanon, en roke mishalem. That was Hacham say, en roke mishalem. Hay no mikneh vishosa. The Sir Gabi Edom Zomim. The Dashin and Minei, Misham Mishach, the Machaevod, Misham Shtev Shoyas. Avo Rav Meir, the Savar Edom Zomim Knasahu, Yalef and Motzi Shema, the Rokin Misham. No, according to Rav Meir, in Cain, Su Leiko, the Day, Ukne, Kedei Rishasa, Elam Miso Malkus. So far, it's exactly what Tosa says by us, right? So from Rav Meir's side. So far, what did Tosis take care of? So far? Who did he take care of so far? Rav Meir, in terms of answering from the Kasha and Bamitsia. That's the first half of our Tosis, of the Tosis terms. The Yom Tomar. So here he asked, I think, maybe what our Kasha was. We asked the Kasha after Tosis and Ksuvis, so we made the Kasha stronger. With the Rabbanon had a case of Knas, so Rav Meir can have a case of Mammon by Edom Zomim. Look at Tosis, V'yim Toma. This is Mamish Kein Arkash. V'ha'akati ikvel ikel ukme k'Rav Meir. Kedei Rishaso b'malkus umam. No, why is there a mere jump ship to say that Kedei Rishaso is malkus emisa and it can't be malkus umam because Rav Meir holds Edim Zomim as a knas? But I have a case by Edim Zomim, and Kedei Rishaso is by Edim Zomim after all. No, I have a case of Edim Zomim on malkus and mama. Why? Kigon says Tosis, what's the case? The Bahadi, the Misadi, the Sheker, at the time that they're testifying falsely, Karushi Royin Shoshum Adam, they were Mazik, they tore somebody's clothing. Mazik, Adam Mazik. That's Tosis' example, Adam Mazik. So they did a Maisa Hezik at the time of the Edus. Dahadi Tashum and Enam Knas, the Lekalomir of Motzi Shemra. So let Rav Meir use the very lima of Kedei Rishaso by Edim Zomim for a case of Malkus and Mamon. We asked it by working off of Tosas and Ksumas. And I think that's where Tosa Rush is coming from as well. But Tosa has the kasha straightforward in Bamitsiyah. What is Tosa's answer? Yishlomar, the less one will ukme kra, the v'yat ha-machayv shem shnei rishayos, el b'shnei machmas ebeth sheker. Kedei Rishaso is a both Rishayos, both Chiyuvim are Machmas Eidus Sheker, not Eidus Sheker plus something else. Lachi lo mituk mi mamano malkus. The Bishnei Rishayos, Machmas Eidus Sheker, loka mishalim. Lachi lo mituk mi elo bimiso malkus. Says Tosus, that's not an option. That's cheating. Malkus of Eidus Zomen and then Mazik. Ah, come on. Shtei Rishayos are Shtei Rishayos of Eidus Sheker. That's very good for Tosus, but Mitzira both say. It's not going to help. It's not going to help for Tosus Ksuvus. What did Tosus say in Ksuvus? Why do the Chachamim have a right to learn that there's a din of Kedei Rishaso by Malkus and Knas? Why? Because they see within Parshas Edim Zomim a case that you can construct a Malkus and Knas. What's the case? At the time that they made it, some person did Tavachu Machar for them. That's not Machmas Edim Sheker. No. So now I think Tosus Kashi comes. Tosus Teretz, we lost Tosus Teretz in Bamitsia. Again, Tosus had a kash. Tosus remembers he's only discussing Rav Meir. He doesn't deal with Rabbanan. He looks at the Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia says that how can it be by Chosen Pipara that you loka mishalem, I in loka mishalem? And so the Gemara goes to Rav Meir. Asks Tosus, Rav Meir seems to hold loka mishalem based on Motzi Shema. Motzi Shema is a knas. So that's why he loka mishalem. But by Mammon, he should agree. This is a case of Mammon. What is Tosus' answer? Basically what Tosus says by us, the first part of the Teretz, Rav Meir, once Rav Meir can use Kedei Rishaso by Edim Zomimin, which is where Kedei Rishaso is written, because he holds that the moment of Edim Zomimin is a knas. Therefore, he's not going to have any mokar for Kedei Rishaso anywhere by Malkus or Mammon anywhere, because he can't speak to Edim Zomimin. Tosus asks a further kasha. Wait a second. But I have a case of Malkus and Mammon by Edim Zomim for Rav Meir. Let him use it for a case of Malkus and Mammon by Edim Zomim. In the case where they made Edim Sheker and they were Mazik at the same time. Tosus Kash. Tosus answers, no. Kedei Rishaso is talking about two Rishios that are both connected to Edim Sheker. Not that you have a Chi of Malkus of Edim Sheker and a Chi of Mammon of Mazik. No. The Torah is speaking about the case of the classic Shtei Rishayos of Edim Sheker and says, Kedei Rishaso. So if Rav Meir cannot find an application of that by Edim Zomim, because for that he has Motzi Shema to tell me otherwise. So Malkus and Mammon is off the radar, screen for Kedei Rishaso. So he has to go to Miso Malkus. That's Tosus and Bamitzia. What are we asking? That's good in Tosus Bamitzia, but we have a Tosus and Ksuvus. And Tosus and Ksuvus is trying to help for the Chachamim. How can the Chachamim extend the din of Kedei Rishaso to Malkus and what? And Knas, if they hold Kedei Rishaso, that Edim Zomim is Mammon, so good, so over there I understand. Why would they hold even by Knas that you can't have Enoloka Mishal? They should learn from Motzi Shemra. Tosu says, because since the marker of Kedei Rishaso is Edim Zomimin, Edim Zomimin is a Malamed now for even Malkus and Knas. Why? Because you have the Torah speaking even for such a case. A case where they be chayv Malkus for an Edus, let's say that someone is chayv Malkus or Ben Grusha. At the same time, the Meschayv Knas of Dalet Behei, they are someone else with Tavachu Macha. And the Torah is speaking to that case too and saying Kedei Rishaso. And therefore it's going to teach me that everywhere ain't loka mishalim, even by knas, because even by Edom someone have a case of knas. So Tosis is willing to talk about a case that's not two rishayos machmas edus sheker. It's one risha of edus sheker, one risha of knas of tavachu machar within Edom Zomim. Nusa then says same thing for Rav Meir. That's a Tosis of Rashi's kasha with, you know, with the Tosis in Suvis. Again, I don't remember if it's in Bamitzia or here. I'll take a look. But L'chor, what he answers is as follows. Whether I have it or not, but we'll say it outside. But let's just say it ourselves. Okay, I could be telling you. The difference, L'chor, who knows what the difference would be? Between what Tosis is asking about Metzia and what we're asking on Rav Meir after Tosis and Ksuvus. On the one hand, Tosis Teretz in Bar Metzia has to be correct. That for Rav Meir, you can't say K'dei Rishoso is speaking to a case of what? Of Malkus and Mammon, namely where they're saying Eidus Sheker to be Mechayev Malkus, and they did a Chiyuv Mammon on the side. We have to accept Tosis Teretz, but that doesn't seem correct. And yet, for the Chachamim, we can also use the K'dei Rishoso to speak to a case of Malkus and Knas, namely that they were Mechayev Malkus for the Hazama, for the Eidim Zalman, for the Eidus Sheker, and Knas for Tavachu Macha. What's the difference? The difference seems to be as follows. When we're talking about the Chachamim, are we saying that K'dei Rishoso is speaking specifically to a case of Achiv Malkus of Eidus Sheker and Achiv Mammon Knas that has no shaykhus to Eidim Zomim? Is that the only K'dei Rishoso that we're discussing for the Chachamim? The Chachamim hold that the Tashlumin of Eden Zalman is Mama. So I don't have Motzi Shema to weigh in here. So K'dei Rishoso is certainly speaking to the classic case of Eden Zalman, which is Chiyav Malkus and Chiyav Mammon of Hazam. Once we say that, we'll take it a step further. This halacha, K'dei Rishoso of Eden Zalman, is even discussing another off the beaten track case, so to speak. In other words, also included in K'dei Rishoso and the Chacham will be a Malkus of Eidus Sheker together with a Tavachu Macha. But that's not the specific, exclusive K'dei Rishoso. K'dei Rishoso Be'ikar is speaking about the natural K'dei Rishoso of Shtei Rishoyos relating to Hazama, the Eidus Sheker. That's for sure. But how do I get it to apply to Knas? After all, Knas, maybe I use Motzi Shema as a Malambe. The answer is, once the Torah spoke about Edom Zomim and K'dei Rishoso in the classic example, so now we'll say the Torah is also including in K'dei Rishoso this off-the-beaten-track case where there was a Chiyav Malkus for Edom Sheker and a Chiyav Knas as well, meaning to say that the K'dei Rishoso is even by Malkus and Knas, not just Malkus and Mammon. And the Malamed will be Edom Zomim. That's what Tosfos said in Ksuvos. So he wasn't limiting the K'dei Rishoso to the non-classic case of Eidus Zomim. He was extending it to the non-classic case. However, with Rav Meir, it's the other direction. Rav Meir cannot use K'dei Rishoso to the classic case of Eidus Zomim. Why not? Because Rav Meir holds Tashumei Mammon of Kashas Zomim is what? It's Knas. That learns Motzi Shema. So now the choice is as follows. K'dei Rishoso is Miso Malkus. Or no, maybe it's going to be Malkus and Mammon in a case of a very not normal case of Edom Zomim that the Achiv Malkus is for the Sheker and the Achiv Mammon for Mazik. Says Tosis, no, we're not going to do that. Because K'dei Rishoso is speaking to both Chiyuvim that stem from the Parshas Eidus Sheker. So therefore, you're not going to be able to say that Rav Meir is Dafka using it Malkus and Mammon in a case of Hazama where the second Chiyuv is not coming Machmas Hazama. Because it has to start by discussing the case which is the normal case of Hazama, and then perhaps it can also extend to another case. That's, I think, the obvious. Tosef Rosh Kimat says like this. That's the difference. So we can take all the Tosefim together at this point. Our Tosefim explains Rav Meir very well. The Rachamim is vague, right? So we took Tosfos and Ksuvos and brought in the Chachamim. What allows us to tell that the Chachamim are even going to say Kedivah Shasa by Malkus and Knas? By plugging in the case of Knas to the case of Aved and Zalman, right? An unnatural case. Then we asked, so Rameir as well? So say Rameir should be a case of Malkus and Mammon, and that could be the case of Aved and Zalman, where they were Mazik at the time. Tosfos asked that in Bava Tzia, and answers, no. Kedivah Shasa is speaking to a case where both Chiyuvim are Machmas de Eidus Shekin. So we asked Nusa, what are Tosfos saying? Ksuvos, the difference is, Tosfos and Ksuvos were saying as an add-on, to Kedivah Shasa with HaChachamim, in order to show that there's no distinction between Malkus and Mammon, Malkus and Knas, because the Torah, Kedivah Shasa, is even going to apply to a case where there's a Chiyuv Knas by Eidim Zalman. But of course, it speaks to the natural case of Eidim Zalman. Whereas for a mayor, you're not going to do that, because a mayor's natural case of Eidim Zalman is a case of a chiyuv of knas, which we use with the shema to teach me otherwise. What bottom one comes out of Tosfos, this approach of Tosfos is going to be that if we were to hold like Rabbi Akiva, that Tashume Kashazamam has a status of knas, what would be our position in the first case of the Mishnah? What would we have to hold? Eidim She'idu Shachai Masayim Zuz, what would be the din? According to Rabbi Akiva, if you hold that Eidim Zalman is Knas, what's going to be the halacha? Loken Misham. In other words, the Chachamim who disagree, who say Kol Misham and Loke, it has to be because they hold Tashume Kashazamam is Dizam. This is what comes out of our Tosfos and the first Teretz, Tosfos and Ksuvos. Tosfos and Ksuvos, however, has another suggestion. Let's take a look at the end of the Tosfos Ksuvos. Now Tosfos is willing to suggest that no, what we thought is for sure the basis of the Machlokes Amin HaChacham is not correct. La'olam, the Chachamim could also hold like Rabbi Akiva. And still, they will darshik devishaso and they will not learn from Moti Shema. Different Mahalach completely. It's interesting. According to what we're saying now, so far, you could not square the din of Rabbi Akiva holding that Tashumi Kashizam is Knas with the din of Ein Lokem Mishalem. In other words, any time we see Ein Lokem Mishalem, it's a raya to Lokem Rabbi Akiva. It's a big shaila and post. How to paskin Rabbi Akiva? Like Rabbi Akiva. According to Tosfos, Teretz so far would mean that any Gemara that assumes Ein Lokem Mishalem is a raya that we hold that Eidim Zalman is Mamon, not Knas. Yeah. Tosfos' second Teretz says otherwise. Says Tosfos the Ritzvah. The old Tiretz Ritzvah, yeah? Tosfos Subas Lamed Beis. The Rabbana Nami Matsi Savi Deidim Zomen Kenasa. Umikom Malkam Uyalfina Mimotsi Shemra. Why? It's a Knas. Tashumi it's a Knas. Shem Dekderish Aso Mashma the Mamino Malkis. Kederish Aso is Mashma the Mamino Malkis. So Motzi Shema is just an exception. Avol Rab Meir Mishum Binyan Av the Motzi Shema because of the Mamatzinu Mukik Devishaso Lemisa Umalkis Umapik Lemi Mashma Usei, and it takes it out of the pashtus. What's the pashup Shaka Devishaso? No two ways about it. What is Devishaso discussing? Miso Malkis or Mamino Malkis? What's the pashtus? Mamino Malkis. Okay, Motzi Shema is Motzi Shema. Don't use that to try to influence the natural pshat of the drasha. Now the Ritzvah is saying the drasha of Kedivah Shasso should be understood by pashtus as Malkus and Mammon, not Miso and Malkus. So Motzi Shema notwithstanding, it's not going to change. Rav Meir says, no, I'm going to use the Mamatzinu to override what would otherwise be the pashtus of Kedivah Shasso. It's got the Ritzvah, what we just said is not correct. You can hold it from Rabbi Akiva, and you can still hold what? What? Ein Lokem Misham. That's the Ritzvah. Inami, final teretz, again a similar nekuda, that you don't have to tie the Chachamim's hands to hold that Tashumi Kashazamam is Mamon. You can still hold Knas. Or as you say, Inami, Taimi Drabanan, Eslam Yushalmi, Kidim first be Yushalmi, the Motzi Shemra Chidushu. You don't learn from Motzi Shemra because that's a Chidush. What's the chidush, the unique chidush of Motzi Shema? The bedibur greida mechayev. All you have was dibur. He was Motzi Shema. He accused her of being mizana, and there could be a chiyuv of knas and mei kesef of malchus and mei kesef. So therefore, that's different. So you can't go to edim zomim. What do you mean? The afagav the edim zomim nami b'dibur raya mechayev. There's also a dibur, the chayev on the dibur and the edus sheker. Mikom makom mohavi chidush kuli hay. It's not the same level chidush. Why? The idei diburam haya nifsad. Through the dibur, this person would have lost, based on he was omer to lose money. Through the dibur, they were causing a hefsid. I mean, the Beis Din would pass, and he'd be losing money. I motzi shema too. He's causing. She's going to lose her ksuba. She's going to get killed. No, but that's not through the dibur per se. Avav motzi shema go is avid naisa b'diburo elai de edim. By motzi shema, the maisa came through the edim. The edim were made to testify she was mizani. He's going with the shita that there was edim. No, why don't you say here too? There's the gemara din. Based in. Teretz is against the Gemara Din and the Edus is like together. That's like, it's one unit. But Edim is distinct from the Dibur. The Dibur with the Edim, but the Dibur itself didn't cause the Hefsid. Therefore, there's a special Chiddush by Motzi Shemra that through the Dibur alone, and it's not called Dibur as Avid Maisa, because the Maisa was through the Edim. The Chei Mashmel Kamon. That few Eidim Zomin Knasa still in Lokim Mishalim Knas. Okay, good. That's a chazer, no? It's one of those choices.